Today's reading begins in 2 Kings chapter 17 verse 1. 2 Kings chapter 17 verse 1. In the 12th year of Ahaz king of Judah, Hoshea the son of Elah began to reign in Samaria over Israel, and he reigned 9 years. And he did what was evil in the sight of the Lord, yet not as the kings of Israel who were before him. Against him came up Shalmaneser king of Assyria, and Hoshea became his vassal and paid him tribute. But the king of Assyria found treachery in Hoshea, for he had sent messengers to So, king of Egypt, and offered no tribute to the king of Assyria, as he had done year by year. Therefore the king of Assyria shut him up and bound him in prison. Then the king of Assyria invaded all the land and came to Samaria, and for 3 years he besieged it. In the 9th year of Hoshea, the king of Assyria captured Samaria, and he carried the Israelites away to Assyria and placed them in Hela, and on the Habor, the river of Gozan, in the cities of the Medes. And this occurred because the people of Israel had sinned against the Lord their God, who had brought them up out of the land of Egypt from under the hand of Pharaoh king of Egypt, and had feared other gods, and walked in the customs of the nations whom the Lord drove out before the people of Israel, and in the customs that the kings of Israel had practiced. And the people of Israel did secretly against the Lord their God things that were not right. They built for themselves high places in all their towns, from watchtower to fortified city. They set up for themselves pillars and asherim on every high hill and under every green tree, and there they made offerings on all the high places, as the nations did whom the Lord carried away before them. And they did wicked things, provoking the Lord to anger, and they served idols of which the Lord had said to them, "You shall not do this." Yet the Lord warned Israel and Judah by every prophet and every seer, saying, "Turn from your evil ways, and keep my commandments and my statutes, in accordance with the law that I commanded your fathers, that I sent to you by my servants the prophets." But they would not listen, but were stubborn as their fathers had been, who did not believe in the Lord their God. They despised his statutes and his covenant that he had made with their fathers, and the warnings that he gave them. They went after false idols and became false, and they followed the nations that were around them, concerning whom the Lord had commanded them that they should not do like them. And they abandoned all the commandments of the Lord their God, and made for themselves metal images of 2 calves. And they made an Asherah, and worshipped all the host of heaven, and served Baal. And they burned their sons and their daughters as offerings, and used divination and omens, and sold them to do evil in the sight of the Lord, provoking him to anger. Therefore the Lord was very angry with Israel, and removed them out of his sight. None was left but the tribe of Judah only. Judah also did not keep the commandments of the Lord their God, but walked in the customs that Israel had introduced. And the Lord rejected all the descendants of Israel, and afflicted them, and gave them into the hand of plunderers, until he had cast them out of his sight. When he had torn Israel from the house of David, they made Jeroboam the son of Nebat king. And Jeroboam drove Israel from following the Lord, and made them commit great sin. The people of Israel walked in all the sins that Jeroboam did. They did not depart from them, until the Lord removed Israel out of his sight, as he had spoken by all his servants and the prophets. So Israel was exiled from their own land to Assyria until this day. We see a very terrible ending to the nation of Israel. An ending that they brought upon themselves because they refused to worship the Lord their God and committed abominable acts in the sight of the Lord, even to the point of burning their sons and their daughters as offerings to false gods. The verse that stood out to me, though, was verse 13. Yet the Lord warned Israel and Judah by every prophet and every seer. That must have been a really, really tough job, to go and proclaim to an entire nation to turn away from the things that they're doing and go back to God. We talked about Elijah feeling like he was alone. That must have been the way these prophets felt as well. Yet I think there's a lesson in that for us. A lesson that no matter how bad things get, we should continue to proclaim the truth. We should continue to be the light shining in the darkness, shining the light of Christ. So think on that today. How can you let your light shine and let others see Christ in you? How can we proclaim to our neighbors and our friends the truth of God and ask them to turn away from their rebelliousness? Thank you for listening. Please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.